Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Tom Borg. Tom is the president of Tom Borg Consulting, B-O-R-G, Tom Borg Consulting, LLC. Tom, I need your website, please.
That is TomBorgConsulting.com.
Pretty easy. Tell us what you do for your customers.
What we do is we're a customer profitability company. We really go in there and help small businesses figure out how they can maximize the service they're bringing to their customers and at the same time how to elevate the amount of service that they bring that builds their profits.
Good. Well, and folks, that's so. I know you need help with that. Do you help people outside your area? Do you work remotely?
Yeah. All over the country.
So, folks, wherever you are, if you can, and Tom, I know that if somebody calls you and they say they'd really like to have somebody face to face, you'll help them find somebody.
Absolutely.
And I appreciate that. TomBorgConsulting.com. Okay, Tom, one of the things that I have tried to get small business owners to work on for decades now is to stop thinking of themselves as a resource. Stop thinking of themselves as a vendor for customers. Even retail, and I'm even going to extend this to retail, not just B2B, and that is to be a partner. Be integrated, be a partner. And in retail, that could be just remembering, you know, making a note of things. Like if somebody buys a set of tires and asking them how many miles they drive a year, and they say 10,000, make a note to call them in 3 years or a year to have them rotate their tires and keep up with it. You know, it could be that way. Integrated partnering. What do you think?
That's an excellent idea. And Jim, just taking that a step further. And if they have other needs that your company can't meet, well then, provide them with some references where they can go to get those needs met.
That's what partners do. What are some other things we can do along those lines?
Well, I think one of the things, as you mentioned, is just to start keeping a log or an electronic log of all the needs and wants this person has or this company has, and at the same time, like you said, put it to a schedule. Call back, check in how they're doing, and then at the same time realize what things they do need or will be needing, and remind them that you're there to help them out as well with those things.
Mm-hmm. And so these are things, you know, typically when you think of being an integrated partner, you think of B2B, right, where your customers are bigger than you and you're a resource for them, you're helping them out. Or it could be that you're a supplier, right?
That's right.
I mean, suppliers these days don't survive if they just drop their goods off on the dock. Suppliers find out how to bring their goods inside the plant, don't they?
That's correct. Yeah, if they can do that, they're really ahead of the game.
Yep. So you talk about this a lot though with your folks, how to meet the customer and be a problem solver, not just sell them stuff.
Exactly. Yeah, that, I think it's the key. Is you want to look at the customer from the customer's side. What are they experiencing? What are they seeing? What are their needs and wants? What are their problems? I think if we can do that, we're on our way to really understanding how we can help those people and not just so much sell them something, but really help them solve issues before they come up.
Well, and if I were a lady running a women's boutique, where they sell different kinds of clothes and things,
yes,
I wouldn't just be saying, can I help you today? Let me show you our new line. I would be saying, tell me what's your greatest challenge in getting things finding clothes that you like and getting them to fit, right? I mean, I've been married long enough to know that that's important. Do you think your wife's ever been asked that question? I bet they haven't.
I don't think she has.
But that's as retail as it gets, a boutique, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the woman will tell you and then say, I'd like it if a guy said, hey, Jim, tell me what you're looking for in a pair of hunting pants, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
So,
well, you know, Jim, you're hitting on something right there, and that is, you know, what kind of business are we in? Are we in the business of just selling widgets, or are we in the business of helping a client figure out what they need and want and give it to them. In other words, we got to know what kind of business it really is.
It's the special sauce, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not the stuff, is it? Because they can get that stuff anywhere.
No, but just like you were saying there with that example, you know, what is it that you really, really have an issue with? What's the problem? What can I help you solve here? Not just you trying to buy your wife's trying to buy a pair of wax or a dress or something.
Tom, I need your website one more time.
That website is www.tomorgconsulting.com.
Check it out, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Tom, come back soon and we'll work on the other side of the wall. How about that?
You bet. Thanks, Jim.
Tom Borg, ladies and gentlemen, we'll get him back real soon, and we'll put these two bookends together. I got to go for this hour. Actually, I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.